At the Ag Media Summit, I'm visiting with Greg Horsemeyer. And Greg, I know you're the outgoing now president for the American Agricultural Editors Association, or AAEA. In your year here, how have things gone for AAEA, and what do you think you've accomplished?
Well, I don't know that I've accomplished a whole lot, but I would say the board has accomplished a tremendous amount, and especially the executive group. We've brought in a brand new contest to look at the social media, the alternative media issues. We've increased participation in this meeting and in the Info Expo at the summit. We have a record number of AAEA members at the moment. We continue to work toward that 500 goal for 2020. So I think we've done some big things in introducing new contests, and then we've also done some really strong just grassroots keep things going with increasing membership, increasing participation of companies that are participating in the summit and Info Expo. It's just a great group, and everybody here is really passionate about ag communications and about what's going on in agriculture. And, as we do our day jobs and look at the drought that's out there and things that are going on, we have to continue to just keep doing our jobs here to be able to make that work.
So how about, I think you had at least at one regional workshop during the year. How'd that go?
The regional workshop in Des Moines was fantastic. They had great attendance, great speakers. It was a really good grassroots workshop that talked about the nuts and bolts of the job that we do. There were sessions on photography and videos and lots of sessions on writing and different kinds of things going on. So those that we hope to expand that in the next year. There's a lot of interest in trying to add a second regional workshop if we can get a core group together somewhere, but that was a big issue. One of the things that we continue to want to do is find ways that AEA members can benefit from the organization besides Summit. I mean, too often this seems, this is sort of considered the culmination of your membership here, and it's a big part of being a member, coming to Summit and meeting folks and taking part in the sessions here. But we continue to work to add webinars, to add regional workshops, to add other kinds of workshops if we can, to give members who can't come to this a chance to participate in AAEA. Yeah.
How about as far as the impact of new technology on your membership and your members? And, you mentioned video and stuff. That would have been unheard of at an Ag Editors event just even a few years ago.
Even 4 or 5 years ago, yeah. Exactly. And it was one of the reasons to try to get this new media contest going, because the core of those contests, although they're great, we get to win some prize money and get awards and things, plaques for our wall, but the real reason for those contests are professional development. And we kept hearing from our membership, we're doing these things now, we've never done them before, we don't know if we're doing them well or not, whether it's tweeting, whether it's blogging, whether it's video work, any of the kind of the new media that so many of us are doing now. So the whole reason for bringing this contest in was to take a look at what everybody's done in the last year and then say, this was good, this could have been better. That's really the goal of those contests. So, it has changed a lot. We're all doing more things. We're all, we can hardly look up from our smartphones anymore long enough to have a meeting here. The work follows us everywhere. But on the other side, if you're in this business and you want to be in this business and you're passionate about communicating with agriculture, the many different ways that we can reach out to farmers, other than 10 years ago when you had to wait to get that story in the magazine and have it be printed and mailed. I mean, it's amazing how quickly we can get information out now.
Yeah. Yep, that applies to all of us today. And that applies to people who aren't so friendly to agriculture, as we well know.
Absolutely.
I think that just adds fuel to the fire to do professional development in this area, because we are essentially some advocates for the industry in a way, and I think we kind of need to keep that in the back of our mind. Thank you very much, Greg. We're talking here at Ag Media Summit.
Appreciate it, Chuck. Appreciate what you do.
Thank you.